to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's June 11, 2014, and let's get straight into our top story tonight. FBI director confirms criminal probe of the VA, which this is good news because it's largely a distraction by the Bergdahl situation, so I'm glad we can get some more light on this. FBI director James Comey confirmed Wednesday that the Bureau's Phoenix branch has opened a criminal investigation of the Veterans Affairs Department amid mounting calls on Capitol Hill for the Justice Department to get more involved. So, you know, we see all the veterans being denied care, and that's one of the big reasons why people join the military. They say, hey, you know, I'll join the military, I'll be set for life, and it comes back. You know, you don't get that care. We've seen Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, our very own. He goes to the VA last month in May, says, hey, I have internal bleeding, I need help. They say, come back in July. And many similar stories of people all over the country. And regardless if you believe in everything the military does, you know, I've been critical of them growing the opium in Afghanistan, but I'm not mad at the individual troops. I'm mad at the guys who gave the order. So hopefully we can get some justice for these veterans and, you know, so they can find out that their health care should be absolute if they serve this country. But one thing President Obama says is not absolute is your Second Amendment. We have this. Obama endorses Australian-style gun confiscation.
A couple of decades ago, Australia had a mass shooting, similar to Columbine or Newtown. And Australia just said, well, that's it. We're not seeing that again. Yeah. And basically imposed very severe, tough gun laws, and they haven't had a mass shooting since.
And there's one more thing I'd like to point out in the article. Invoking his role as a parent, Obama pushes the notion that American gun owners are collectively responsible for mass shootings. This country has a lot of soul searching to do, Obama said. This is becoming the norm, and we take it for granted in ways that, as a parent, terrify me. So this is a president. He has an administration that has run guns into Mexico with Operation Fast and Furious. And, you know, you guys may have seen the clip. He says, well, I have a big government. I have a lot of moving parts. I can't be responsible for what everybody does. Okay, maybe you don't know what everybody's doing, but once you find out what they're doing, why don't you hold the people responsible? And by responsible, I don't mean you let the Justice Department investigate themselves. You know, or you have the other situations like with the Syrian rebels. You have an administration who is giving arms to Syrian rebels, Al-Qaeda rebels, and he's very much involved in this, very much knows exactly what's going on. Al-Qaeda rebels who are killing people in Syria, killing Christians, doing all types of horrible things, but he wants to blame the U.S. gun owner. And to go back to the Mexico angle for one second, this is a president who goes down to Mexico and says the reason Mexicans have such high gun violence is because of the United States Second Amendment. But as we said, his administration is running guns down there to known drug dealers, known cartel members, because we have all this talk about background checks here in the States. Meanwhile, I guess they did do the background checks and found out that these guys were corrupt, criminal enough to deserve these weapons. But let's go back and talk about the Syrian angle, the Al-Qaeda rebels specifically, because it's not just in Syria. We also have situations going on in Iraq. And the headline reads, Islamic jihadis take over second largest city in Iraq, but Al-Qaeda wasn't even in Iraq until the U.S. invaded. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can see a database there, a graph. And if you look at the graph, you can see about 2002, you had this large spike of terrorist activity, or should I say activities not carried out by the government specifically. And the article reads, Al-Qaeda wasn't even in Iraq until the U.S. invaded the country. And that the U.S. policy in Libya is partly responsible for sending an influx of Al-Qaeda terrorists and heavy weapons into Iraq. To make matters worse, the army fled, so militants seized huge caches of U.S. supplied weapons, including Humvees. And if you go to the article on Infowars.com, you can see these guys, the Al-Qaeda rebels, walking around looking at Humvees and other armaments. You know, Al-Qaeda is going to pop some tags. They only got $20 in their pocket. So what do? You go to the U.S. cache, and you steal military weaponry. And people will say, well, isn't this a good reason to bring these things home, bring these big MRAPs and other things to the United States so the terrorists can't get them? No, because when you bring these things home, number one, you have military vehicles on the streets of the United States. And I mean, what does that say about our country? And it's not because, you know, some guy wanted to dress up like the Joker and kill some people. No, that just shows that they have a domestic arms race to get these things on the streets. But on top of that, you're feeding into the military industrial complex when you bring these things back to the States. because you can't just take this thing around the corner to Joe's, you know, body shop. You have to get specialized equipment, specialized training, specialized guys to come and work on these vehicles. You know, these things aren't your normal everyday minivans. And on top of that, you know, you think about the things going on in these foreign countries, these foreign conflicts, that's also feeding the military-industrial complex. Whether they bring the things back home, they blow them up, they leave them there, you know, you have, you know, parking lots full of these military vehicles that have never even been used. You know, some of them have, a good number of them have, but there's some that have never even been used. Once again, feeding into the military-industrial complex. So, you know, don't feed into the military-industrial complex is basically what I'm getting at. And Kurt Nimmel has that article as well. Iraq would not even have Al-Qaeda if the state allowed citizens to be armed. And that's a very real statement. Because you think about this. It would be like some foreign government coming to the United States, giving the Crips and Bloods all these arms and then saying, hey, you go deal with the problem. It's like, well, you gave these guys arms. Why don't you go fix the problem? And then sometimes they don't even want you to come fix the problem. Okay, you gave these guys the arms. We have to deal with it. We'll deal with it in our own way. We don't need your intervention anymore because you've wrecked our country enough. So you can find those articles on Infowars.com. And speaking of wrecking the country, we have been wrecked economically. And that's very true. It has a very good illustration on this. 19 reasons why you can laugh when anyone tells you that the economy is in good shape. Now, for the sake of time, we won't go through them all, but we'll hit some of the high points here. We'll start with number one. Radio Shack is closing an additional 200 stores on top of what they already said they would close. Number two, the first quarter earnings of this year, the top U.S. giants, retailer giants, missed the estimates by the largest gap in 13 years. Number three, one out of every three grocery store workers in the state of California is on some form of public assistance. And I'll briefly tell you guys my grocery store experience. Back when I was in high school, I worked at a grocery store. I made $6-7 an hour. Now, I was in high school, so I was living at home, so though it wasn't that big of a deal. But, you know, if you try to raise a family on that, it's very hard. And people may say, well, why don't you just give everybody a raise? And I have no issue with people making more money. My thing I want people to understand is if you have a Federal Reserve that's consistently devaluing your currency, regardless of what they pay you, if you get your $15 an hour raise, you know, 7 years from now when $15 an hour is the new $7 an hour, you can be right back out there again saying that you need more money. It's the system that's broken, not just the fact that, you know, McDonald's doesn't want to pay you more. And let's look at one more here. According to one recent survey, this is number five, 52% of Americans cannot even afford the house that they are living in right now. So like I said, you have a Federal Reserve devaluing your currency. And, you know, so not only that, but you don't want to stay in the sacking grocery jobs for your entire life. You don't want to stay, you know, shaking the fries out for the rest of your life. You want to go up because, you know, hey, make more money. But, bro, you're not going to drive a Ferrari sacking groceries at, you know, the Quickie Mart or wherever it is that you work. So, you know, when they tell you that the economy is good and everything's rosy, just say, no, it's not. It is not rosy. And we'll end our segment tonight on this. Illegal immigrants intentionally surrendering to Border Patrol to gain entry to the United States.
Our Border Patrol is doing the best and the most kind and humane thing with the children. Border Patrol has always been a good partner of the city of Nogales, and they work very closely with us in the city of Nogales. Now, as a city, we need to help Border Patrol so that they can accomplish their goal and making sure that these children are all taken care of.
It used to be that people tried to avoid Border Patrol, ICE, if they were illegal immigrants, but now they just walk across the border, hey, I give up, and then the Border Patrol says, hey, okay, you're here in the United States, we'll drive you to a facility, free food, free clothes, you know, free facilities, you can get in-state tuition in states like Texas, and it's a whole good deal. So we'll talk more about this, and I don't have a problem with people coming here to the United States, just do so legally. But we'll talk to the crew there in San Antonio right now at one of these facilities where this is going on, where they're spending your taxpayer money to house illegal immigrants. I'm kind of the Rand Paul situation. Let's get rid of some of these illegal immigrants and exchange them for Marines, or, you know, maybe even send a few Democrats down there. Whatever it takes to get the ball rolling again. But stay tuned for that because we'll be talking to the guys right after this break. But first, if you like this broadcast and you would like to see it continue, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can get the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the rants, the special reports, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. And stay tuned for the end of our show because we'll have some excerpts from the Alex Jones radio show. We'll talk to Telly Blackwood of Off the Hook TV and also the Food Babe and her new initiative to find out what exactly is in your beer. So stay tuned for all that. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
And welcome back. We've seen the stories about immigrants pouring into the country, and now the InfoWars crew is down in San Antonio at one of the military facilities where the immigrants are being held. InfoWars reporters Kit Daniel and also Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs are on the scene. How are you doing, guys?
Good, good,
good.
Okay, so first tell us where you are and what's going on out there.
Well, we're here at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, where one of the former basic training dorms has been reappropriated to house about 2,000 illegal immigrants.
Wow.
And we found the area where they're being housed. It's barricaded with fences all around it with privacy screens to try to keep people from looking into it. There's several porta potties in the area. One that even says restricted for youth only, indicating for the illegal children, illegal youth immigrants. Also, we saw about two 18-wheeler trailers from HEB that are likely there providing food.
And for people who don't know, who aren't from Texas, HEB is a grocery store. Go ahead, Kit.
Yes. And also, I've got some footage of several loads of trash. To back up, I talked to the Lackland Public Affairs, and they told me that they were not on the lead on this housing these immigrants. The Department of Health and Human Services, and I believe it's the Administration of Family and Children in particular of HHS, is in charge of the housing and processing of these illegal immigrants. And they have actually subcontracted it to a group called BCS out of San Antonio, which is a nonprofit faith-based organization. And when we bring in the footage later, you'll see BCFS men wearing BCFS shirts and whatnot.
So let me ask you this, Kit. Are the people there, are they mostly children? Are they our children, all children? How many children do you see out there?
I'll let Staff Sergeant Biggs answer that question.
Yeah, most of the what I saw were from, I'd say, teenagers, from anywhere from teenagers all the way down to, you know, maybe, what, 5 years, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 years old, somewhere in that area. They're running around, you know, playing right now. A group of children were singing songs. You could hear that over the fence. But, you know, one of the interesting things is, though, is we have these illegal immigrants staying here on a military facility while homeless veterans are outside the gate right now with no shelter and no food. But these kids are being flown in and brought in by the busloads and being taken care of. I just think that's
It is. It's just wrong because you recall Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. They didn't want people to go to the various monuments around the United States because of the sequestration, because of the budget cuts. And they spent more money trying to keep people out of these monuments than actually just letting them in and just do what they want to do and celebrate their country anyway. But Staff Sergeant, let me ask you this, because you're a military man. Have you ever seen anything like this happen on the military base where they just brought in illegal immigrants to house at the facility?
Negative. First time. Also, one of the strange things I noticed as well, and I was telling the guys as we were coming up, all the guards today, I don't know this is how it's, you know, if it's something is up or whatever, but it's weird that they have M4s strapped around their chest. That's usually not something you see, maybe a sidearm, but every gate right now, all the MPs have M4s strapped to their chest. Now, I don't know if that's because of them housing these kids here, but I do know that the PAO didn't want anybody here filming and they didn't want us talking about this stuff. So I kind of think that's a little odd, don't you?
Yes, I called the PAO before we arrived on the scene. And what she told me, she confirmed that, yes, they were housing illegal immigrants here on base. But what was also more disturbing was the fact that she said that no press access. They had one media day recently where they allowed press on base without cameras. They wouldn't allow press to even come on and even film or even interview any of the immigrants or the staff.
So were you guys able to actually make it on the grounds of the base? Is that where you are right now?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys made it in and you got your shots out there, but they said they pretty much have a press blackout. You even said that the press that was allowed was very censored. You know, they allowed them in but allowed no cameras to be accompanied. That's very strange. That's a very strange happening. So what response did you get when you guys arrived on the scene?
Well, when we got there, we drove around. They have a roving security guard within that little post area, and they're walking around watching. It looks like they had some kind of like a communications compound set up outside that gate with satellite and all that right beside those HEB trailers. So yeah, they're definitely restricting media in this area. But other than that, what did you see that would you notice?
Well, the one thing that really, it's really chilling is I read a news article that said it's costing American taxpayers $250 a day to house just the children.
Wow.
There's probably about, I would say about 1,500 to 2,000 children here. And these kids are out, you know, having fun playing soccer, playing basketball. I got footage of several of the staff members just driving around in their little golf carts picking up soccer balls that fell over the fence. And so American taxpayers are paying thousands upon thousands of dollars to host illegal immigrants who are playing basketball, whereas we can't even take care of our own homeless vets.
Well, President Obama just gave them $2 billion for the year for this.
Yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, we can't hire doctors at these Veterans Affairs centers. We can't pay to get this treatment done. We can't get people who need it, Americans seen, we can't get them the healthcare they need. And yet these kids are just running around having a heyday, eating free food, staying at a barracks place, getting to play soccer. I mean, sounds like fun to me.
Well, the thing that we're really not addressing is why people want to come here in the first place. And one of the reasons I do believe is because of the violence in Mexico. But the situation that nobody ever wants to talk about is Operation Fast and Furious. We have all these guns going from the ATF down there to Mexico, which makes it a dangerous situation. So they say hopefully things will be better for them as far as safety here in the States. So we have a problem where we're sending the guns down there, but once the guns get down there, the people come here, and then they want to spend American tax dollars to house these people.
Yeah, but the truth is actually even more bizarre than that, because most of these immigrants are from Central America. They're from El Salvador, Guatemala, Ecuador.
So even just beyond the border, why are people coming from so far away?
Because all these immigrants, there's rumors in Central America that if you come to America, you will get amnesty. And even the newspapers in Central America are telling its citizens, if you go to the United States, you will probably get amnesty.
Yep.
And Obama administration has recently, through the Department of Homeland Security, put in a new policy for, they actually renewed a policy they initiated in 2012 called DACA, which is Delayed Action on Childhood Arrivals, meaning that illegal youth that come to this country, the Department of Homeland Security is giving them a two-year amnesty in which they will not deport these children. So that, and also ties back into when President Reagan signed into Amnesty Act in 1986. One of the side effects of that act was that the family members of illegal immigrants that then gained amnesty, they moved to the United States too. So amnesty in 1986 exploded illegal immigration. And that's what we're seeing here now, even though there's not amnesty by legislation, but by the fact that the Obama administration, through selective enforcement and through executive action, is basically making a de facto amnesty, that's enough to increase the illegal immigration by tens of thousands the past couple of weeks.
And not even just that, but you also have all the incentives where if you can make it to the state of Texas, you get in-state tuition, and other places you can get driver's licenses and so forth. But as we wind down our interview, I know you guys have to get back here and get your footage uploaded and so forth. But give me your final thoughts. You know, what stuck out most to you from your time there on the base?
Well, what bothers me is, to start off, I'm not against immigration. I'm very libertarian in the sense that I believe that people should be given a chance to make a better life for themselves as individuals. What I do have a problem with, however, is the fact that our government is pushing the cost of this immigration onto taxpayers, and they are bankrupting the country. So the country is going to be worse for everybody, including the newly arrived immigrants. So this is a bad deal for everyone involved in the nation.
The biggest thing I don't like is the $2 billion we're spending on this. And we have Americans right now suffering, homeless, without food, without shelter. And we're dumping all this money here. We're not using the funds properly.
Exactly. And I second what you guys say. I have no problem with people coming here, but they have to come here legally, because we have a system set up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we have a system set up where we have a Border Patrol, we have ICE, we have these other agencies that are there to enforce the border. But if you can sneak past them, or even the more modern times, if you can just go and surrender to them, then you get all these goodies and all these benefits. You can come here, but you have to do it the proper way. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. Thank you for your time, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you heard the guys say it. You know, there's not been much press coverage at that facility. They had the staged media day where you could come in with no cameras and, I guess, you know, just write down what you saw. But these guys, they're out there, they're in the field, they're out there in the Texas heat trying to bring you this hot story. The story is even hotter than the Texas heat, but that's what we have to do here in the Info War, and how you can support us, how we can send these guys out. You can go to prisonplanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. See the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, and so much more at prisonplanet.tv. Well, for the InfoWars crew, I'm Jakari Jackson. This is the InfoWars nightly news, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
And welcome back. Telly Blackwood, an InfoWars.com contributor and a regular guest of our programming, was approached by feds. Federal agents came to his house, and they wanted to know about his affiliation with Alex Jones. Now, this is just another in a long list of chilling effects for ourselves and for our guests. They don't want people to grow in the liberty movement to become more prominent, so they come and they try to scare you with all these fear tactics. So let's see what Telly has to say in his own words.
Why do you think they wanted to come to you and ask you about Alex Jones and say you're being watched when you've just entered some of our contests? We've interviewed you four or five times, like your work. I think it's just to intimidate you and to get the message to me.
I think it was mainly a get the message to you kind of thing. I mean, I'm pretty sure they would know you guys the first person.
I didn't know there was a tyranny and they diesel people to death in federal vehicles and that they torture kids and run snuff film operations. I didn't know they could kill me and my family. I'm so scared now. I didn't know they were evil, Telly.
Well, the funny thing is, other than the guy talking in the suit, he's the only one that said any words. Two big thugs that sat there and snarled. But yeah, I guess they're in the black fatigues, not armed. It's plain black, you know, fatigues with the boots and, you know, short trimmed hair. And all they did is kind of have their hands on their hip or crossed behind their back and just sort of snarled and tried to stare at me, not even blink the whole time. But I have a lot of military in the family and everything, so I'm not really that intimidated by someone just staring at me. You know what I mean? But just the fact they'll come in and try to, you know, at first I thought it was a joke, to be honest. I'm like, what is going on here? Okay, where's the camera? Where's someone?
Yeah, no, that's the problem, is them bugging their eyes out at you and radiating. They want to just rip your head off. And they had this, the ATF came here one time, and there was this one really, like, big guy, you could tell, he was like solid muscle, and he was just going, just looking at me, just, and I'm just like, you know, it's just like, God, the dishonor of these people. Dishonor, they're so weak. They think evil is powerful. They worship at that dark throne. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I've been a wrestler for a lot of years, seen a lot bigger, meaner people than those guys. So them snarling at me as kind of...
They all cry for their mama in the end.
Yeah, everybody does. And we all go the same way and we all bleed the same color and everything. So, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I know it's an intimidation thing. I know they're trying to get a message to you or... Like I was telling Biggs on Facebook, I was saying, you know, it almost feels too perfect. It's almost like they want me to go and talk to you guys and get this on there. You know, what's the off behind that? I'm trying to be paranoid.
No, they think we're all cowards. They think everybody will hear this and get scared. That's the whole thing. Better not listen to Alex Jones. Better not be involved. Why? They just lowered the borders completely. They're coming after our guns. If we don't expose it, then we lose everything. That's the thing. I'm not a hero. Telly, you're not either. We have to stand up against this. I mean, they're arresting Tea Party people. They're arresting Dinesh D'Souza. The IRS is going after Christian groups.
And look at Eric Holder putting his little Homeland Terrorist Task Force together, a FEMA camp, the NDAA. What do people think that's for? It's not for good television. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think this is happening for?
Hot off her win of getting Subway to remove yoga mat material from their breads, the Food Babe is back, this time with a petition targeting U.S. beer makers. She wants to find out what is in the U.S. beer supply, the contents of which may surprise you.
And there's no conspiracy about this. The only conspiracy that's happening actually is within the beer companies, how they've lobbied the Treasury Department and the government to keep this information secret from us so they can to continue to make really, like really big bucks. I'm talking billions of dollars, by selling us cheap, harmful chemicals to us. And, you know, what's really important here when people start to think about these issues is that one signature, one voice can magnify thousands. And so I just beg everyone to go to foodbabe.com/beer and sign the petition, because if we get millions of people behind this, these companies have nowhere to hide anymore. Because if people know about this information, they stop to buy those brands, they start buying other brands, or maybe they stop drinking beer altogether, which I did, as a result. You know, and this is what increases the health of the nation, the health of transparency in our food environment. And I think, you know, by doing these type of campaigns led by, you know, someone like myself, and I hope others have enough courage to do these type of campaigns on their own and their own blogs, I think we can really take over the world, because there's more people than there are that work at Monsanto and that work at these beer companies. And there's more people collectively that pay for their products, that we can actually take back the ownership and start voting with our dollars and doing the right thing. And, you know, before the break, Alex, you asked me, you said, you know, what do you think has made your campaign so successful? And I just want to reiterate the fact that make your voice heard, tell the truth, and ask your friends and family to share it. Like, ask them. They said, you know, tell them, like, this information is so important. Will you share it with someone you know that drinks beer or know that eats GMO corn every day in the form of, like, Subway sandwiches or whatever? You know, someone that you know, and everybody knows someone, right? Everyone knows someone who's drinking Miller Lite or Bud Light. Like, everyone I know knows somebody, whether it's your college kid that's in college at a college party, or if it's your dad, or if it's, you know, your neighbor, or it's the person that brings the brew to the next barbecue. We all know someone drinking these brands. Shoot, just walk down the street and go into a bar and start telling people the truth about what's really in your beer.
And say, hey, bro, you know why, you know, beer gives you such a big belly? It's the high fructose corn syrup that's been in there for 30 years. You know, you ought to drink a local brew. And say, look, I'm not henpecking you. I care about you. And yeah, people will be very thankful.
And, you know, I think...
You can also say, hey, did you hear about the food babe? Man, she's smoking. You ought to check her out. And she discovered all this stuff that's in the beer. They want to keep it secret.
That's exactly right, you know. And, well, the thing is a lot of people, I know the haters are going to come out. And what they're going to say is they're going to be like, oh, Food Babe wants to take away our beer. She's trying to make a mountain of a molehill, you know. And I'm not trying to do any of that.
Hey, if that's the case, show us what's in it. If that's the case, tell us, because, I mean, there should only be four or five ingredients in beer.
Well, you heard it right there. The food crisis is not coming. It's already here. Whether it's high-priced food, GMOs in the food, or simply unavailable food, you don't want to get caught in a position where you have nothing to eat. That's why you need to go to InfoWarsShop.com and pick up My Patriot Supply. You can get these for individuals. You can get them for families. Whatever you need is all right there at InfoWarsShop.com. Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles, now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own Detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.